Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Warhounds Podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be discussing our most memorable moments in gaming and the What the Flux moment of the week. I'd like to welcome my fellow hosts, our clan mumbler and noisy dog caller, Tubbsy.
Hey, what's going on?
Our online pass hater, Blades.
Hell yeah.
Our plays Darksider to get epic loot during a podcast, Leadhead.
I wanted to get so bad, and I got it.
And me, the subject of the next episode of Hoarders, What the Flux. Warhounds, the gaming community, is a gaming community founded on the principle of never having to play alone. We play primarily on the Xbox, but have been known to piddle-paddle in PC games from time to time. If you like what you hear and would like to join us, please visit us at www.warhounds.net. Register and apply. It's not about how well you play, but how well you play with others. And with that, I'm going to pass this off to Leadhead, as long as he's not playing anything.
No, I'm not.
Lead?
I promise. No, I got my boots. I got my boots. I'm good.
He's knocking boots.
Yeah, I had to do it. I knew you guys were going to take a while to talk, so I'm like, okay, I have like two waves more to go. Let's see if I can do it. And I got it. And I had my mic muted. That's why you didn't hear me. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. And I got a couple more pieces more to go, but here's my little thing I always like to start the podcast off with. This isn't as bad as last week's picture, but I thought it was a pretty cool fact.
Oh, God.
Act.
Oh,
I'm afraid to click on it after.
No.
Last time I had to put an apology on it because it was so
This one's not
awful.
That bad. I just looked at it.
A little fun fact about the male the male
you
juice.
Thought for Jesus.
The male juice. That's great.
I just saw a picture. I'm like, well, I wonder how many people that actually cannot absorb what this thing is saying will actually try and, you know, screw their internet, literally. But whatever. All right, well.
It's my sex
Oh,
box.
You son of a...
And her name is Sony.
But anyways, this episode we're going to be talking about our favorite moments in gaming history. And all of us here have been playing video games for years, and there's probably some moments in games that we've played that were like, you know, we were either in awe about, or we thought were awesome, or it really pulled our heartstrings. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and I'm going to start off, and I can only really think of four necessarily that really stuck out with me. The final boss battle in Bayonetta, that shit, like, I was, because the way the fight's designed, you're like in this sphere and there's like this giant statue and it's just so intimidating because the camera will actually pan up and you're looking up at this thing as it's going to like punch you. And just the way it's designed, I was like, holy fuck. Like it was such a fun boss battle and it was just really, really neat. And, you know, I do talk about Bayonetta a lot, but I still haven't touched it since I got it. Since I got Asura's Wrath, actually, I rebought Bayonetta and got Asura's Wrath on the same day. And I still haven't played it, and I really should, so I can like experience that again. But speaking of Asura's Wrath, you guys know I speak very highly of this game, and it was kind of very hard to pin this down to one moment because that game is just full of just over the top awesome moments. Probably the one that really stuck out or that really got me going was when Asura is on Earth after he engages like this huge army of Goma, which is like these animal representations of evil that are created by the planet's will in the game's lore. He witnesses the death of this girl that has a very visual similarity to his daughter, and he sees her die, and he just gets so fucking angry. It's almost like a Dragon Ball Z moment where you just see, like, if you remember in Dragon Ball Z when Goku just gets so angry about Krillin's death, he just goes Super Saiyan, if you remember that.
Yeah.
It's like that, but just so much better. Like, he gets, like, these four huge arms just made out of like, magic. And he just destroys, like, this enormous fleet of ships, and he's just blasting away. And I was like, even the achievement for getting that part of that game is called Heads Will Roll. And, yeah, your head rolls when you're, like this thing happens. And I was just, I still love it. And there's other moments, but that was the one that I liked it the most. And briefly, the Darksiders 1 ending is just... Every time I go through that game and I beat the final boss and that ending comes, I always smile and get so excited just because of what will potentially happen in the years to come if Vigil develop the next series of Darksiders games. It's just going to be an awesome, awesome game whenever that whenever they move past that story point. And the, this one, I actually, it didn't dawn on me until I really think about it, but the final boss battle against Sigma, Mega Man X6, I mean, just the music was what just got me so engaged in it. And, you know, like, the battle before that, you're fighting, like, this like, zombie Sigma. And I'm like, well, is that it? And all of a sudden, like, this big machine just pops out of the ground. And I'm like, what? It was just such a fun boss battle, and just the music just made it so much more epic, and I love it to death. And, you know, it was just a fun childhood moment of mine, but... What the fuck are you guys laughing at?
Oh, look at the chat.
She just typed in the chat, what's Mega Man? So I told him to go to hell.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah.
I'm never going to live out that one.
No, you're not, actually.
No, I'm not. No.
All right. Yeah, but those are the moments. I mean, I could just really nitpick at a game, but those are like the four moments from my childhood up until now that really were just awesome and stuck with me. And... I want to hear Baldi's favorite is his most, you know, exhilarating moments in a video game.
Yeah, I'm trying not to use what I normally use, and that would have to be God of War 3. Yeah, you'll have to come back to me.
Oh, okay.
That's just the one that's like been just the most epic. Like, I don't know, gaming series of all.
Well, you could reuse that, but if you want to think of something specific, we can come back to you.
Yeah, come all right. Back.
Well, then we'll go to Flux, because I'm sure he...
I, as soon as you brought that up earlier, I immediately knew what it was, because I've never reacted to anything in gaming like I did with this one, and I apologize in advance, but it's going back to Rock Band, the very first one. I had that game for 9 months before. I don't know if you guys remember the guitar achievement for beating the game on Expert. It was called Lord of the Strings. And the one song that kept me from getting that was Green Grass and High Tides.
Oh,
great song. But anyway, I just got so frustrated because the problem with that, for those who don't know, the song is pretty passable up until you get to this back and forth Christmas tree part, and then the very end of the song, like 98%, these insanely fast triplets just, and that would kill more people. And they just, you play through that whole thing. The problem is, the song is like 10 minutes long, and you'd fail at 7 or 8 minutes. And so it was just so mind bogglingly frustrating. Well, one day my wife was gone. I don't know where she went. She went to go do something, and I figured out, what the hell, I'll throw it in and see if I can do it one more time. And I play through the song, and I beat it. I finally beat it. And I thought when I beat that song, I would like be jumping up and down, screaming at the top of my lungs. Dude, I was so excited, I couldn't say a word. I was literally shaking. I was speechless. I just sat there and just looked at the screen in complete disbelief that I finally beat that song. I couldn't talk. I had to text my wife because I couldn't talk. I was that excited, and it seems really silly. And Blades is sitting there sending up freaking picture links again. Anyway, but that was that's the one I remember just hitting me the most. I mean, I still remember to this day just the sheer excitement I had that I finally got this. I mean, I actually made it my avatar on the Rock Band forums. You know, I put the date September 19th. I still remember the day. Finally,
just like
with the achievement,
Raining Blood in Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah, it was just, I did it. It was so great, and I just remember.
Whoa, oh God! Where's the Mario music coming?
Sorry, that was a text message.
So, but that's it for me. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of really good moments, but you know, I remember. Oh, maybe the first time actually going positive in Gears of War was probably pretty exciting too.
Yeah, considering how bad you do on our regular.
Oh, I'm so bad at that game. I don't know why I play it.
Well, you play because you play with us, but yeah. we haven't been on that game since
a while. I played it the other day.
Oh, yeah, you did. I saw you on there. All right, I guess we'll go on to Tubbsy.
No Mega Man.
Okay, well, hey, I use Mega Man.
Now, the Contra, remember Contra when it first came out, Flux? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, I mean, you had 3 lives, and God, you couldn't even make it like halfway through the first level. It was so damn hard. And that moment, when one of my friends figured out the cheat code for her was awesome.
Konami code?
Yes. And that's, I mean, that's just a huge code. I mean, you can put that in on websites and it'll pop up just Easter egg stuff.
Yeah.
But that Facebook was cool, you know.
Some sunspot thing or something.
Yeah. But it was cool to see, you know, that there wasn't just the game. It was more to it that you could cheat and go beyond the game. So we had to go and figure out all the ones for Mario and all the other, you know, it was just tons of games. And then a big one that sticks out for me, in Final Fantasy VII, when Aeris gets killed by Sephiroth, that was, I thought it was a great moment. You know, you didn't really have too many, you know, you could play as her. She was one of the characters that you could play, you could control when you were in the fight. And so you kind of connect with this character, and she starts connecting with Cloud, and you kind of get some romantic undertones in there, and you're kind of, you're thinking that's where it's going to go, and then all of a sudden she disappears. You go find her. As soon as you find her, Sephiroth comes flying out of the air and sticks a sword in her and kills her. And you don't really, up to that point, you really didn't have game developers killing off a main character like that. So I thought it was really cool. For me, anyway, I thought it was way cool. And then the God of War, you know, you bring it up, but did I remember when he's in a menage a trois? Do you remember that part? Like you go backwards. It's in the first or the second one. Like you get past the first like tutorial part, and then you go backwards, and you like have to hit these buttons just right, and they give you a bunch of the red orbs. But there was a ton of moments. The boss battles in God of War, like that whole game, it's just brilliant the way they have all the boss battles, even the ones, and it's always like when you first see a creature for the first time and you're like, okay, I'm gonna kill this thing, I want to see how he's gonna kill it. And that was always the fun part, like just to see what he would do. Like he would grab those birds and he'd stick them on the ground with his foot and rip off their wings. That was awesome. There was, you know, so much of that in those games. That
or the minotaurs where he sticks the blades like in their mouth, yeah, and just like twists it.
Yeah,
yeah. I was actually gonna bring up the execution because that one was my favorite.
I love the Cyclops dude. Like when he shoves his fist in the eye, and it just goes like elbow deep.
Pulls
and
his eyeball out.
Rips his eyeball out. That's not even like you killing him. But there was.
And he rides him for like 5 minutes and plows the shit out of everyone else.
Just so many great. Like, that's just, and now a lot of people are going for that. But I think that was, you know, a benchmark right there. And it was just so much fun playing that game. I think that's about all I can think up of right now.
And Baldy?
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with God of War because it's just fantastic. just all the fight scenes in that. And then with just, you know, some series kind of filter out when they make, you know, the third or the fourth one. And they did fantastic from beginning to end, tying everything in and just, you know, getting through that game. And every boss battle, like, as soon as I finished it, it was just such, like, a relief because it was such a pain in the ass to fight half of them. And I'm going to go with, I got another one, with getting the Mile High Club achievement in Call of Duty 4 was just so satisfying because that was beating the, what was it? It was the end game, like, extra bonus level.
Yeah, it was the extra mission, yeah. You had to go through the airplane. You had, like,
you had to do it on veteran under like a minute and a half or something.
Mm-hmm.
And like three bullets hit you and you died. And it was like, I remember playing that game or just that level like for hours and hours on end. And there, you know, it was me, Osiris, and one of our other friends, Just sitting there all night, you know, passing the controller back and forth and trying to figure out exactly, you know, where to throw a grenade, and just so much strategy and time put into that and so much effort. And just as soon as we did it, it was just, like, so surreal. We're all jumping up and down, like, just completely excited that we finally got through that, because it was such a pain in the ass. And someone's extremely happy.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I hope that can...
I hope so.
Rubbed off somehow.
Giggity.
All right. Well, anyway, I guess... I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm very bad with this. You guys know it's like, you guys will talk
you're terrible about this.
I know I am. I'm sorry, but I have to do this because these three moments were just because they
you got three,
so three more. Good lord,
subtract it by two.
Pick one,
and then there you go.
No. They'll be really quick. I promise. That's getting Pandora's box in God of War 1. That was just like you go on this journey to get it, and you finally arrive, and it's just like, oh. It was just so empowering because this thing you've been searching for in this gigantic puzzle, and oh my god! And then Ares throws a fucking pill at you from like 3,000 miles away, and he fucking kills you. And but getting that box is just amazing. And the final boss in Ninja Gaiden 2, Buzz, that boss took me hours and hours and hours to try and beat because he was so fucking hard. Like he would just grab onto the ledge you were on, he'll just like swing his head and shoot a beam at you. And I didn't have any health items, so I was like, fuck! And I died a lot. And real quick, just from Final Fantasy XII, Zodiark, who is like the last Esper you can get in that game, or summon, he took me a long time to beat, too, because he killed me multiple times, but I finally beat him, because, you know, it just took so long that I was like, yes, I finally got him, because he was just so powerful.
I believe Pandora's box was in the second one.
Pandora's box is in the first one.
Wasn't it with the Titans? The Titans were in the second one.
Yeah, no, Pandora's box was in the first one because you had to get... Because the Pandora's box had the power of the gods in it, and that's the only way you can defeat Ares. It's the only... Because you had to climb Pandora's temple on top of Kronos. Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, that's okay, just... I'm see, like... that's why I'm confusing it because it was with the Titans.
Yeah, well, Kronos was the only Titan to appear in God of War 2. But, yeah, just getting that box was just, I finally got it. Like, after playing the game for hours, you just finally get it. And anyways, that's it for me. I'll try and...
Yeah, you got a lot, like dude. That. A lot. Well...
Six total.
Six total. I had one.
Seven total.
One. All right, what we're going to do, let's go to the what the flux was he thinking. And this one is the most... This actually happened... According to the article, about 9 days ago. And it's about a 19-year-old RuneScape player named Humza Bajwa. And I hope I'm not brutalizing this guy's name. The victim was David Imami, who was actually working, acting on behalf of another person, Jonathan Dockler. Story goes like this, is Humza Bajwa was playing RuneScape, and he wanted to buy RuneCraft, is it? 4.7 billion coins in-game currency, which has a street value, so to speak, of about $3,000, real money. He tries to buy this Humza guy tries to buy this from David, and apparently he said he wasn't going to take it because they didn't say how much money he was trying to give him. He just says that the money appeared to be counterfeit. So it kind of messed it up. And now the other bird is all squawking in the background. If it's not one bird, it's the other.
Shoot it.
I know. Anyway.
Oh, fuck yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, he just won't shut up.
He's taunting you.
He is. It's crazy. Okay.
Done? Sorry, viewers.
Are you Loki? Sorry. All right.
Listeners.
Anyway.
Shut him up.
Oh, God.
Speaking of Loki, I just watched...
Yeah, he wants me to go pick him up.
Well, I watched Thor.
Go pick him up.
Okay, talk for a second. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Again, I'm sorry, listeners, that this is happening, but Flux's house is basically a zoo. sometimes. So.
Oh yeah, dude, his wife wanted to steal my dog. I told him that they had enough animals in there as it was.
Yeah. Okay. So I got it. Anyway, as I was saying, this Hamza Bajwa guy tries to buy 4.7 billion coins with counterfeit money, and the guys he won't do it. So, well, the guy who actually owns the coins, Jonathan Dockler, still wants to sell them. So they decide to do this again, and when they get to this, like, a restaurant or something, when Bajwa whips out a pellet gun that looked like a handgun and held it to Imami's head, it basically made him call the guy who owned it to transfer over the 4.7 billion coins. So he transfers the coins, and then they call the cops on the guy, and they actually get him, go to his home. He's somewhere in Massachusetts, and arrest him. And because of these $4.7 billion coins, he's probably going to get 15 years in prison.
It's amazing what people will do
for trying to steal 4.7 billion coins. The name of the article is "Fake Money, Fake Go" or "Fake Money, Fake Gun, Real Jail." So this 19-year-old punk, basically, who's playing a game that's what, 12 years old, 11 years old, is going to go to jail for trying to steal $4.7 billion coins in fake money.
That's ridiculous.
It's like
robbing somebody over Monopoly money.
Yeah. I know. It's ridiculous.
It's just astounding what people will do for just online.
Well, that's,
you know,
like anything. I read a couple weeks ago about a guy on Diablo 3, like that the actual, like, real money auction made like $10,000.
Yeah, you could make some crazy money on it. Well, here's the thing, is selling gold like that. Now, this isn't in the article. This is just me, whatever. But if they're monitoring this, if he, because he was trying to sell it, that goes against the terms of use. It's officially prohibited. He could probably lose his account if they go in and get his name. Because his name is right here. The guy who owns the account, it's in the article. He could likely lose his account.
Boo-hoo.
So it's lose all the way around.
So, what's that in the background?
No, it's not my bird this time. Oh no! Now it's Abby's playing her DS.
Oh, okay.
Was it Mario? Was that right?
Yeah, she's playing Mario. So, but anyway, that's it. Yeah, this guy is going to possibly go to prison for 15 years. Well, it's a 15-year maximum penalty because he's getting charged with second degree robbery. Where, you know, technically he could be, if they really wanted to, with the street value being $3,000, he could be charged with grand larceny and go to prison for a long, long time and be a felon. So, over something stupid as that.
People are just incredibly mentally sick and stupid.
Well, it's people like that, though, which is why you have all the farmers. And you have farmers in Diablo, farmers in WoW, farmers in just about everything. Because there's people who don't want to actually work for the in-game stuff, and they just want a quick, easy fix, you know. But so
every once in a while you hear
this is like the noisiest podcast we've ever had.
See, now
had.
I'm gonna have to. I normally edit that out, but now I gotta leave it in.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
so there's a laugh in context.
So because we talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
well, I believe that concludes our episode here of our favorite romance. And
I want to bring something up because we're talking about doing some things to the podcast, and I don't know if we've really developed a fan base yet, so to speak. But I, you know, we're thinking about doing some different things to make it better for you guys. We'd like to get some more feedback from you guys, what you'd like to hear from us, even a chance to have like a Q&A, just have some questions sent in to us. Actually, I'll get with you, Flux, about that later.
Cool.
We'll have some emails and, you know, give you guys a chance to kind of give us maybe some feedback, maybe some things that we could do better. I'm starting to wonder if five of us is too much.
Well, it's four of us today.
I was getting talked over quite a bit. So four maybe too much. The one with Arctic seem to flow really well. So I just want to know, I want to get some feedback from the people that are listening, you know, what we can do better all around. We just, in the end, we want to make quality content and put out quality content for people to listen to. I think we've got our sound levels to where we want them to be, to where they are actually very good, and we can single out the people that need to maybe adjust some things, and we're still working on that, but we got a pretty good lockdown on that. Now we just want to release quality content, so just bear that in mind. Next podcast, hopefully we can have something set up so you can guys get a hold of us. Right now, you can go to our website. As always, it's linked on the page where the podcast is hosted. If you don't know it, it's www.warhounds.net. You can also leave a message or a comment on the podcast where it's hosted. And then where it's hosted on iTunes, we do have like one rating. It would be nice to have some more from our people that listen to us on iTunes. So, yeah, give us some feedback. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we want to make you guys a, you know, feel like you're a little bit more of a part in how we carry out and handle our discussions and whatnot. And I think we should make a question section on the website, just so you know, people can jump on there real quick, type a question, and then you know, we'll get to them as fast and as orderly as possible.
Well, and I was thinking along the lines of an email. We can have Flux make a Warhounds at warhounds.net, and it could be for the podcast, just strictly for the podcast. So, and that's something we can work out later on. But yeah, we definitely want your guys' feedback for sure. We want to keep, I mean, we're doing really well, but we want to keep doing better and releasing better content. You know, if you're not getting better at what you're doing, then you probably shouldn't be doing it anymore. So we want to keep doing it, this, and keep getting better at it. So,
all right.
Yeah, that's it for me.
All right. Well, then, thanks for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed our discussion, and I hope you do take in consideration what Tubbsy has said and definitely give us feedback. Maybe even suggest something that you would like us to talk about, just anything in general that we could use to provide more entertainment for you guys. So thanks for listening.
Deuces.
Bye.